Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Here are some thoughts on the environment that I can just about guarantee you did not hear on Earth Day. Many so-called environmentalists now push for solar and wind power to displace the use of fossil fuels for energy sources. I suspect many advocating for wind power using today's technology don't realize that they are really proposing a mixed source of energy that is 65% or more hydrocarbon and only a small percentage from wind. Absent massive government subsidies, almost no solar or wind power source is anywhere near as low cost as is producing energy from hydrocarbon, hydroelectric, and nuclear sources. However, technology changes over time. The efficiencies of solar and wind power have improved for decades. They will likely keep getting better. Some solar and wind power sources could become economical in the future. Will people who claim that they are worried about the environment then be satisfied when wind and solar power replace fossil fuels? What if any newly developed technology provides abundant and pollution-free power? How will so-called environmentalists react when the growth of civilization is no longer limited by the risk of climate disruption? Well, we already know the answer. In 1989, two scientists announced that they had produced excess energy through the process of cold fusion. This claim was eventually proven false. However, while people were still thinking that there was a potential to produce inexpensive and inexhaustible power from cold fusion, some prominent so-called environmentalists announced that this discovery would be a disaster. Activist Jeremy Rifkin was quoted in the Los Angeles Times saying, quote, "It's the worst thing that could happen to our planet," unquote. Biologist Paul Ehrlich warned, quote, "It's like giving a machine gun to an idiot child," unquote. What does this mean? It means that such so-called environmentalists do not see fossil fuels and carbon dioxide as threats to humanity. Instead, they see humanity as a threat to the environment. Pushing for renewable energy is really just a tactic to retard human prosperity and growth. Should renewable, clean, abundant energy sources become reality, I guarantee that most current advocates will stop supporting them as a way to protect the planet. Such people are not really interested in the environment as much as they are interested in gaining political power over people's lives. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.